All eyes on the Federal Reserve.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This week could be the week that the Fed changes directions. Ever since the financial crisis, the central bank has been trying to make it as easy as possible for people to get money. The Fed has been cutting interest rates, printing money, and buying up mortgages to boost home buying. Well, tomorrow, Federal Reserve officials will meet, and for the first time, they're expected to signal an end to monetary loosening. For more, let's bring in Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief, Heidi Moore. She's with us live now from New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Heidi, if the Fed does, as expected, start to reel back its stimulus efforts, how is that going to affect stocks, bonds, and the housing market?
Well, it's going to have probably a big effect as people get used to not having the Fed involved in the markets. But more importantly, I think most people will see the impact on interest rates. The Fed has been buying treasuries in part to help keep interest rates low and make borrowing cheaper for companies and for mortgages. And so you're probably going to see those interest rates rise as set by the market starting in June when the Fed stops buying all of these treasuries.
And Heidi, the Fed and specifically Ben Bernanke has insisted that inflation is not a concern, that it's been very low. Doesn't the fact that the Fed is about to switch directions here signal that inflation is, in fact, a concern?
Yes, exactly. I mean, the Fed approach to inflation has stretched credulity a little bit because they've been saying that food prices and fuel prices are so high because of demand. Now, we're not eating more and we're not driving more.
Right.
So most people believe that those prices are going up because of inflation already. But the Fed doesn't measure food and fuel in inflation. They measure housing and wages. And of course, we have unemployment and the housing market is kind of shot. So as far as the Fed is concerned, there's no evidence of inflation. But a lot of people paying $5 for that box of cereal do see it.
Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore, who is blogging at our new Wall Street blog at marketplace.org. Heidi, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, news this morning that the Huffington Post has snatched another reporter away from the New York Times. The Times is struggling to keep readers and revenue in the new world of online media. You've probably heard about the fees users now have to pay to read stories at the Times website. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has this report on how the paywall experiment is going one month in.
The Times says it's got more than 100,000 new online subscribers so far. Magnus Hoglund follows the media business for Law360.com.
Yeah, I would say that seems pretty decent in just a few weeks.
But the Times needs about 250,000 new subscribers within 18 months for the experiment to succeed, according to Ken Doctor. He's a media analyst for the Outsell Research Group. He says if the Times reaches its goal, it could charge more for online ads because it'll have registration information from new subscribers and will know their reading and clicking habits.
And when you combine that registration data with the clickstream behavior, then you have an advertiser's dream.
The Times could use some extra cash right now. Last week, the company reported that its first quarter net income fell by more than 50%. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stock markets that are open this morning are mixed. Tokyo down a fraction of a percent. Hong Kong is up about a percent. Here in this country, it's box office receipts that are up. Movie theaters made about 39% more on ticket sales over the weekend than the same weekend last year. Much of that is thanks to animated films like Rio, Hop, and Rango. Wall Street was closed on Friday. The Dow ended the week at 12,505.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By Manta.com, providing an online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. More online at Manta.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
The price of coffee beans is above $3 a pound for the first time since the 1970s. And experts say coffee inventories are unlikely to build up in the foreseeable future. Worse yet, some are saying we've reached peak coffee levels. Here to explain is our sustainability reporter, Adrian Hill. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So what is going on here? Why are we talking about peak coffee?
Well, coffee production in some parts of the world is falling. Mm. Places like Colombia have seen their coffee production really just decline pretty dramatically since 2007. And a lot of what's happening seems to be related to weather issues. Mm. So they're seeing unusual rainfall. They're seeing unusual temperatures. These things are not good for coffee beans, especially the very finicky, very precious Arabica bean is not interested in big weather changes. And the problem is it looks like it's some scientists think it could be related to climate change.
Climate change, so it's not a temporary thing.
That's the big worry, and that's why we're talking about peak coffee. Right now, it's so concerning that some international organizations have actually turned to the United Nations and said, hey, let's start talking about coffee crops. As you look forward, as you start thinking about climate change globally, we need to pay attention to the coffee supply.
And what is all this going to do to coffee prices?
You want to guess?
Going up?
Up is right.
Oh, no.
Way up. Production, so coffee production is falling at the same time that people in emerging markets like India and China are realizing just how delicious and wonderful coffee really is. And the price of coffee futures, what the traders buy and sell for it, has doubled in the last year.
So not good news at all for coffee drinkers.
Not at all. Starbucks just upped the cost of its bag coffee about 12%. Kraft announced it would bump the cost of Maxwell House by more than 20%. And that's just one in a series of price hikes. So our morning coffee is going to get a lot more expensive, which is bad news for me, especially
and me
at this
as well.
Hour.
And probably most of the people listening right now. Thanks, Adrian. Marketplace's Adrian Hill.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And finally to Las Vegas, where apparently there isn't enough gambling going on. Nevada lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow casinos to offer their guests tablet computers to gamble with. So now you'll be able to play some poker from your hotel room or while you're at the theater taking in the latest Cirque du Soleil show. Or to put it another way, the latest Cirque du Soleil show just got a little bit more expensive. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
What happens when you're so sick that healthcare companies won't touch you and government help is too expensive?
Technically, we qualified for Medicaid, but we wouldn't have any money to pay for the house or buy gas or anything like that.
I'm Kai Rizdal, high-risk insurance pools. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.